CD 10.
The wolves had gone a long way down the river, Sybil had said, on both banks. There wasn't a sniff of him. Further down was a mass of rapids and another fall. What couldn't kill him would certainly make him wish it could. If he'd gone downstream. But upstream there was nothing but wild water too, right up to the town. No, he couldn't. Surely no one could swim up a waterfall. A chilly little feeling began at the back of Vimes's neck. But any sensible person would get right out of the country, wouldn't they? The wolves were looking for him. Tantony wouldn't remember him fondly. And if Vimes judged the king correctly, then the dwarfs would have some dark little revenge in store too. The trouble was that if you formed a picture in your mind of a sensible person and tried to superimpose it on a picture of Wolfgang, you couldn't get them to meet anywhere. There was an old saying, wasn't there? As a dog returneth to its vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Well, that got Wolfgang coming and going. Vimes stood up and turned around carefully. There was no one there. Sounds came in from the street gateway, people laughing, the sound of a harness, the clank of a shovel clearing up last night's snow. He sidled into the embassy, his back to the wall, and groped his way towards the stairs, peering into every doorway. He ran across the expanse of the hallway, did a tumbling roll, and ended up against the far wall. "Is there anything wrong, sir?" said Cheery. She was watching him from the top of the stairs. "Have you seen anything odd?" said Vimes, dusting himself off self-consciously. "And I realise we're talking about a house with Igor in it."
"Could you give me a hint, sir?"
"Wolfgang, goddammit!"
"But he's dead, sir, isn't he?"
"Not dead enough."
What do you want me to do?"
"Where's Detritus?"
"Polishing his helmet, sir," said Cheery, on the point of panic.
"What the hell is he wasting time with that for?"
Because we're supposed to leave for the coronation in 10 minutes, sir."
"Oh, yes."
"Lady Sybil told me to come and find you, in a very distinct tone of voice, sir."
At which point, Sybil's voice boomed along the corridor.
"Sam Vimes, you come here."
"That one, sir," Cheery added helpfully.
Vimes trailed into the bedroom. Sybil was wearing another blue dress, a tiara, and a firm expression.
"Is it a posh do?" said Vimes. "I thought if I put on a clean shirt..."
"Your official dress uniform is in the dressing room," said Sybil. "It was a rather long day yesterday."
"This is a coronation, Samuel Vimes. It is not a come-as-you-are. Go and get dressed quickly, including, and I don't want to have to say this twice, the helmet with the feathers."
"But not the red tights," said Vimes, hoping against hope.
"Please." "The red tights, Sam, go without saying."
"They go at the knees," said Vimes. But it was the grumble of the defeated.
"I'll ring for Igor to come and help you."
"Things will have come to a pretty pass when I can't put my own tights on, dear, thank you." Vimes dressed hurriedly, listening for anything. Some creak in the wrong place, perhaps. At least this was a watch uniform, even if it did have buckled shoes. It included a sword. The duking outfit didn't allow for one, which had always struck Vimes as amazingly stupid. You got made a duke for being a fighter, then they gave you nothing to fight with. There was a tinkle of glass back in the bedroom, and Lady Sybil was astonished to see her husband enter at a run with his sword raised.
"I dropped the top of a scent bottle, Sam. What's up with you? Even Angua says he's probably miles away and in no shape to cause trouble. Why are you so nervy?"
Vimes put down the sword and tried to relax.
"Because our Wolfgang's a damned bottle covey, dear. I know the sort. Any normal person, they crawl off if they get a beating. Or they have the sense to stay down, at least. But sometimes you get one who just won't let go. 8 stone weaklings who'll try to headbutt Detritus. Evil little bantamweight bastards who'll bust a bottle on the bar and try to attack 5 watchmen all at once. You know what I mean? Idiots who'll go on fighting long after they should stop. The only way to put them down is to put them out."
"I think I recognise the type, yes," said Lady Sybil, with an irony that failed to register with Sam Vimes until some days later.
She picked some lint off his cloak. "He's going to be back. I can feel it in me water," mumbled Vimes.
"Sam?"
"Yes?"
"Can I have your attention for a couple of minutes? Wolfgang is Angua's problem, not yours. I really need to talk to you very quietly for a little while without you running off after werewolves.